Black representation in Virginia's General Assembly was at its peak in 1869. There were 29 African American lawmakers that year. The Civil War was over, and Virginians had new rights enshrined in a new constitution and enforced by federal troops.
For the first time, African Americans were granted the right to vote. They were granted the right to hold office. It did, however, exclude women.
Joseph Rogers is a historian with the American Civil War Museum.
It allowed for African Americans to see themselves in positions of importance that had been held in a legislature that had been in existence for over 200 years by that point.
For the next two decades, turnout of black voters in Virginia sometimes reached more than 80%. Lawmakers expanded voting access, enacted criminal justice reform, and created the state's first public education system. But the representation wouldn't last. By 1889, federal troops had withdrawn, and white supremacist violence began to suppress the black vote.
Which caused people to feel as though it wasn't worth their lives to try and stand for election, to try and be seated in the General Assembly, to try and have representation that looked like them.
It would take 80 years and the civil rights movement before an African American was elected again. Senator Jennifer McClellan joined those slowly growing numbers in 2005. She says the legislature has made progress, but is still recovering from its racist past.
So few people know that history. They don't know the long-lasting impacts of that history and how it impacts public policy and communities today.
But McClellan says for black lawmakers, that history is ingrained in their lives. Her great-grandfather had to pass a literacy test to get his right to vote in the Jim Crow South. Now she gets to write and pass voting laws.
I carry that with me every single day and know that I am his legacy. And we all have that story. We all have one of those stories. Every single member of the Legislative Black Caucus has one of those stories that shapes who we are and the policies we put forward today.
McClellan says the Black Caucus is the conscience of the legislature, and this year, they're louder than ever. They're pushing policies like reforming marijuana laws, fully funding Virginia's public schools, and automatic voter registration. Delegate Lamont Bagby is chair of the VLBC.
Virginia Legislative Black Caucus is above and beyond just protecting the rights of black Virginians. We are focused on those individuals that are at the margins, rather black, white, or other.
In addition to raw numbers, they also have key committee placements. Of the 14 committees in the House of Delegates, half will be chaired by members of the Black Caucus, including the powerful Appropriations Committee. Then, of course, there's last February, when Virginia's governor struggled to explain a racist photo found on his medical school yearbook page. Josh Cole was a candidate who called on the governor to resign. Now, he's a lawmaker who plans to take full advantage of having the governor's ear.
I said, now we're going to hold you to it. And that's what he said. Instead of resigning, I'm going to do all that I can to be one of the most progressive governors for the African-American communities. And we believe we can hold his feet to the fire on that.
Cole says black lawmakers will not be pushed aside. And while their growing ranks are symbolic, now is the time to buckle down and get the work done. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopane.